Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, welcome to the Think Loud crew. Motherhood isn't always picture perfect, but we are just four moms doing our best, trying to figure it out together. Let's get real as we talk about how we are either defining or redefining motherhood in our lives.
I like how you did that. Yeah, defining or redefining. I know, four moms is wild. Look at baby!
You said four.
Wait, four moms and how many kids?
Two, four, five, Six and a half.
Wow. Half. Six and a half. I love how she counted.
The half is crazy.
Two, four. We're going on seven kids.
The half is nuts. Ooh. Oh my gosh, that's a lot. If you guys didn't know, Remy's pregnant.
We're having another one, y'all.
Yeah. Well, I'm mad I announced that. Don't say I announced her pregnancy. She announced it first online.
Exactly. She did. I didn't realize it was like, oh, here's our announcement. Because I had people this weekend reaching out.
I was
out,
shocked
like,
when you, yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be pregnant. The announcement. It was supposed to be Malachi's christening, but I was so pregnant in the pictures that I couldn't avoid it. I'm like, either I have to tell everyone, do not post a single picture, which right. kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just tell the people I'm pregnant and like just put off my dreams of the perfect announcement that I had planned.
What was your perfect announcement?
So we were on the beach. It was sunset.
Oh, okay.
And she went straight into it.
I thought she was going to take a second to think about it.
On the beach?
I'm on the beach.
We were on the beach. Okay. The sun was setting. It was like the beautiful like pinkish orange, almost red night sky.
Ooh, wait, did this already happen?
No, this was the dream announcement.
It's beautiful. Okay.
So, keep going. You get like a visual of the waves, and then you see like Brandon and I holding in hands but we're facing the ocean, and you see like little footsteps, but you don't see Malachi yet, you just see his feet, and then the camera like zooms out and you see him running towards us. As he approaches us, Brandon and I turn around, he comes up to my belly, he kisses it, and then he turns around and he has a shirt that says big brother
closer,
and then he kisses my belly, and then we all just like disappear.
Go into the sunset.
Oh.
You disappear in the ocean.
I feel like we can still do this.
I'm like, you can still do that.
I also feel like we need to call Brighton in Diego because we did this whole sunset shoot one time in Santa Barbara, but it was those colors that you were describing.
It was like that red, blue, like really, really bright.
It was like a certain time that he was like, beautiful. Had to shoot.
Yeah, and it was going to fade to black and say, Baby Bobo, number 2, coming soon.
Oh, can we still do that?
I really feel like you should still do this.
We can. We can
still do this. Yes, creative director over here.
That was the plan. Like, so y'all can imagine how, like, internally I was having this battle of wanting to have this, like, super cool announcement. And Brandon was like, so what? Like, it doesn't always have to be that deep. And I'm like, you're right. He really humbles me a lot of times because I have big plans for everything. And he's like, it could all be so simple. Like, now you want to tell everyone not to post and you want to do this and you want to do that. I was like, okay, fine. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. Yeah. Let's make it organic.
And it was beautiful.
I'm learning to just, like, accept simplicity and not feel like everything has to be a production and just, like, go with the flow more.
So, that's really hard for you and me.
Because I love a production.
Me too.
Yeah, we love it.
I think that's why we're friends.
I like me too.
Yeah, it will turn from
Well, the way you just explained that whole thing, that was a production.
I thought it was great. Remy and I can have like one simple task that we're supposed to do, like just get the balloons and it will turn into like a ceiling of balloons and balloons coming out of the sky and then from the ground. And then it's like, how did we get here?
How did we get here? Yeah.
We weren't supposed to do that.
Nope. It's supposed to be simple.
You said nope.
Yeah.
But no, that's what happened. And it was good. It was a nice announcement anyways. And
It was really cute. Was I was shocked when I saw it. I was like, oh, we're doing it. And I was like, I love this. It was happy.
The time is now.
Right. The way you told me, I was like, I was shocked. But it was amazing.
How did she tell you?
I cried in that event. I saw her in that event. I was shocked to see her. We were at a House of CB event. And then, like, I was playing, sounds weird, I was playing with bunnies, and she came over with, the event had bunny rabbits.
Okay.
It's soft girl era.
Okay, we got that. Okay. We didn't think you brought a bunny with you.
I have so many questions.
Understood that the event had the bunnies and supplied the bunnies, Shannon.
So anyways, Remy came over, and I was making she was hungry. She told me she was hungry, so automatically, as her friend, I'm like, why aren't you eating? Where's your food? So I was in the corner feeding her. Legit, like this, in the corner. Feeding
me
her
tuna sandwich.
Aww. Tuna sandwich.
And then she was
mouth.
Like, it's okay, you're a mom. And she was referring to, like, Malachi. And I was like,
she's like, actually,
I'm pregnant. And then she just started crying.
And my friend, and the girl that I was with, she was like, are you okay? I'm like, why would you do this at this moment? I'm like, oh my God, are you serious?
Legit crying. And then she started crying.
Yes. Hilarious. Yeah, it was quite fun.
That's sweet. I imagine that you both were dressed very pretty that day or just like looked really cute at this event. And you had this moment in the corner. Like,
I know. I'm picturing the bunnies behind you.
I would have loved to be like a random person like, what's going on over here?
Basically,
the dress that I had on for the baptism was Shannon's dress from that event.
It was one of the dresses from the era collection.
Got it. But she bought me the one from the event because I really liked it, but it was too short.
Aww. She would have been showing Jesus all her
really.
Goodies.
Ah! Yeah,
it was cute. I still have it. I'm waiting on the day.
Like, you can't get this back, Shannon, until it has its moment on my body.
I like that you guys had a whole moment.
It was hilarious. She threw me off. I was not expecting her to be like, I'm pregnant.
I asked.
That's why I'm hungry, girl.
I pulled Remy to a bathroom at brunch when I knew something was going on with her, but I asked her if she was off a pill.
Yeah, I'm like, why would I be? Why?
Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I was like, are you on drugs right now? So our story's a little different than your soft girl era moment that you guys had.
My brain went somewhere else. Cheyenne's like off a pill. I'm thinking, why would you ask her if she's not taking birth control?
Right. No, it was the way she walked in.
She was on drugs?
Yeah.
I was a loop. I was so sick and no one knew yet.
Her face was like flushed and she was fluttered. She came in like chugging waters and like she just sat down and she was shaking.
I was clammy.
Even Ashley, my friend Ashley.
Are you on drugs?
Yeah, no.
Right, like, are you okay, girl?
Ashley looked at me and she goes, is Remy on something? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm about to ask her. So I pull Remy to the bathroom.
That's hilarious.
And I'm like, did you take a pill?
She's like, what's wrong
with you? What's wrong with you? And she's like, no, I'm pregnant, you idiot.
I'm crying so hard inside.
That's hilarious. So at the table,
I whip you that fresh. She's like, I can help you.
No, I'm like, where's mine? No, I'm just kidding.
She's like, we gotta get it together, Renny. Like, what is happening?
We got back to the table, and I'm like, is she gonna break the news? How do I tell Ashley that she's not on a pill? That she's pregnant.
She's everyone like, don't worry, girl. She's fine.
She's not on drugs. She's creating a whole other
not like
right
drugs,
now.
But even like Adderall. I she was just like moving weird.
I was on a 3-day binger. Yes. Going on to day number 4. Yeah. Like, I was shaky and sweaty. Aww. And I was like almost 30 minutes late because I couldn't leave the house because I kept vomiting. And it was just, it was a rough first trimester. Yeah.
Yeah. And when she walked in, me and Ash were like, there's something going on. But I don't know why it went to like, did drugs. She on drugs?
Drama. Just the unnecessary.
Like, what? Now that I think about it, I'm like, I don't know why we went there with it, but. But thank God you're not. Right, thank God it's a baby.
Yeah.
Brandon told me.
What?
Yeah. I love how we all have a different
story. When did Brandon tell you?
At your house. He said something about Remy. Like, I don't remember what it was.
Oh,
but he assumed
we were all
that
there
I knew.
For the watch party.
Oh.
And he said something about the baby. And I was like, what baby? Malachi? Trying to process. And then it was like, what'd you say? And he was like, yeah, I think he was so casual. Oh, yeah, like, Remy's having another baby. Or we have another baby. I thought you knew.
While eating tacos.
Like, and I was just like, baby.
He's like, mid-bite.
No, but he was like, so like, oh, I thought you knew. Like, this was old news. Right. And then it was like, I looked at my mom, and I was like, did you know? And she's like, I mean, I found out maybe yesterday or today. I don't know. She was trying to, like, lessen the blow for me. Like,
hello?
She's like, no, I had no idea. No
right. Idea. In her head, she's like, yeah, I knew.
It's been weeks. No.
But yeah.
But yeah, congratulations again, Renny. Yeah.
We're excited.
I'm excited.
We're excited about this
Malachi's
one.
Malachi's going to be a big brother. Yeah, that's exciting.
He already comes up to my belly and kisses it. And we say, is it a brother? Because we always thought it would be cool to have like 2 boys. And we're like, is it a brother? And he's like, sister. And we're like, brother? Aww. He's like, sister. And so
really
crazy, the other night.
Sister.
We were putting Malachi to sleep, and we, like, say his prayers at night, and Brandon was praying over the new baby, and Malachi was fast asleep in my arms. And he popped up out of his sleep and said, sister, and then went back to sleep. And I'm like,
he's praying for that sister.
Now I'm like, I wonder if he actually knows what it is.
Yeah.
Because we're waiting until the baby's born.
I love
contrary
it.
Contrary to Shai's wants.
Okay, I have girl clothes in my cart.
Malachi says it's a girl, and we're not going to know for sure, but it kind of, like, I don't know. He just always says sister, and no one's ever taught him that word.
So, really?
I'm putting it out there that it's a girl.
Yeah.
I found the cutest clothes.
You said I already found clothes.
I've literally, because I buy so much stuff for my kids. I was just, like, going on there, and then I went on, like, the girl baby section because I'm like, okay, we're about to have a girl. And then I just started adding so much stuff.
Shai and Malachi, they're having a girl.
And Zach is like, you don't know what she's having. I'm like, well, I can still save the cart. Like, what's the big deal?
Still have a cart, okay?
He's like, the baby won't be here for months.
We got a lot of time.
So how are you going to do a baby shower if you're not expecting to know until you give birth?
I have no idea. The only thing that I could think about was that we have something that doesn't necessarily, like a theme that doesn't speak to girl or boy, but more like to us. Mm, almost like you're planning a wedding theme, kind of.
Yeah,
just like,
and then people buy neutral
colors.
Yeah, but we don't really need like much for this baby. It's just like a double stroller that we need. So we'll probably
give us a double stroller.
We won't do a like gift for the baby on the registry. Yeah. It'll just be like one thing because Malachi has a bunch of stuff that the baby could wear, and a lot of my friends just had babies who, if it is a girl, their kids would be out of their stuff. So
I love that.
Yeah. Well, then, so they're really neat.
That's perfect.
Clothes.
So just like a really celebration cool. for you guys.
Yeah.
You can always do something after the baby's here, like
exactly.
You know,
like a meet and greet.
Literally a sip and see.
I was invited to a sip and see,
and it was like maybe the baby was like 3 months old.
I like that.
And it was literally like tea. Y'all are shoot.
They're cracking up. That
because
was
I'm
great.
Picturing a meet and greet. Little 6-foot table.
The baby.
baby. In meet the baby.
Nobody can touch.
Don't touch
her.
Our baby.
I'm gonna say her. Nobody can touch her.
Jeremy's gonna be signing pictures of the baby.
I don't know why when you said meet and greet, I just like it. Just it didn't work in my head for what I was envisioning.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Well, this brings us to redefining motherhood.
Yes. Literally. So
meet and greet.
Our topic is still redefining motherhood. And
doing meet and greet.
What we're going to do is go through each of us and talk about if we feel like we are defining, redefining motherhood, where we fall in the realm of motherhood, as in, like, you know, all the different titles that it can fall under, or what titles you wish you had under your belt that you just don't have. Is there anyone who wants to start?
Are you looking at me?
I'm looking at all three. Okay,
I know. I can look at myself too.
Okay, Rami, you want to start?
Okay, so I have notes.
Of course.
Only because, like, technology, I get distracted, so I needed to write it all down. So I went through the list of the moms that Shai sent over, and I fell more into the traditional mom category than I did the modern mom category. And so I fell into the mompreneur bubble because I run a business from home, but everything else was traditional. So it was the homemaker, which I am because I do everything at home for our home. Like, we don't have a nanny or a housekeeper or a chef. So, like, I am all of those titles. Homemaker, submissive wife, which means that I submit to the authority of my husband. And I don't know why that's traditional. I feel like that is in most cases how marriage works. Like when mm-hmm. you are like, you're not in this alone. So I don't think like, I don't know. That's a whole nother conversation for another day. But I fall under the submissive wife category because I do submit to my husband. And I'm only able to do that because he submits to God. Like, I would not be able to submit to a man who submitted to, like, social media or to culture or to
himself
mm-hmm. or to the news or, like, whatever the case is. I just need to know that I'm submitting to someone who's leading me in a direction that is life-giving and not, mm-hmm. like, something that's demeaning or, you know, just, like, leading me astray.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then the stay-at-home mom category, which is, like, kind of the same as the homemaker. I don't know why it was, like, two separate categories. But I'm also the stay-at-home mom because I stayed home with Malachi. He is 16 months, so he's not in school yet. And also the religious devotion mom.
I saw that one.
I didn't like the title, so I'm renaming it.
Okay. I'm naming it.
I don't like it to be called religious devotion because religious devotion to me sounds like I'm submitted to, like just, like, a process of policy inside of a relationship with God. And I think, like, with the relationship with him, everything else flows, not with, like, following regulations. So
what did you rename it?
A God devoted mom.
Oh, and I don't like that.
Okay. Instead of a religious devoted mom. It's like, I don't like that term. And then the last one was traditional gender roles mom. But I don't fully fall under that category simply because it's like two part for me. Like, I am a traditional gender roles mom, but my husband is not a traditional gender roles dad. So while, like, I do all the things, so does he. So I cook, I clean, I look after Malachi. My husband does just as much, if not more. Like, he cooks, he cleans, he takes Malachi on play dates, he does the grocery shopping. So I think that's why I've been able to, like, love this role. Because growing up, I never had any desire, like, whatsoever to be a stay-at-home mom, let alone a homemaker. Like, so to me, it just didn't sound felt very, like, suffocating.
So before this, you were in corporate. So and your thoughts of what motherhood would look like now have turned differently into what
so
they
different.
Are. So in your world, you have redefined motherhood for yourself.
Yeah, I redefined it. Like, first, it was a consequence of being laid off. Like, I didn't really have the option to redefine it based on my own will. It was kind of like, okay, your company is closing down. It's American-based offices, so this is what's next. And while I was, like, trying to figure out what that looked like for me, like, what was that next, I realized that, even leading up to the time that it was supposed, that I was supposed to go back to work, I dreaded it.
Yeah.
Like, I was praying, like, Lord, I don't want to go back. I love being home with my baby. Like, give me, like, 4 more months. And prior to, like, being pregnant, I always thought that the maternity leave was the only undivided time that I would have with my kid. And I was okay with that. But something shifted when I had the baby. Like, any other work sound like almost like it was not a waste of my time, but I felt like my time was better spent with my baby. My time was better spent with my husband. So to leave and to go out and be gone for, I would work 10 to 12 hour days at work. And then I still had events to do. Then we still had to travel with artists. Like, to do all that stuff just felt like I was making the decision to prioritize career over prioritizing my family. And I did not want to do that.
Do you see yourself ever going back corporate?
I don't. I don't see myself doing anything that means I have to put my family second. And in corporate America, you don't answer to yourself. Like, the great news about being an entrepreneur, being the mompreneur, is I still prioritize my family, and then everything else comes after that. Like, my work is the work I do at home, and I live out my passion through the Woven Co. Like, I get to do... I have, like, an extended purpose. Like, I do realize that a large part of my calling and a large part of my purpose is being a mom and, like, really discipling my son and raising my son and, like, doing this in conjunction with my husband and making sure that we are, like, fully in control over the atmosphere of our home. Like, that's the important work for me. but I still love design. I still love things like this even, chatting with y'all and just like encouraging other moms. So there is a lane for that. It's just like, it's a lane that will always come second to being there for my family.
Yeah.
And in corporate America, you don't have that choice.
Yeah, like,
I can,
for sure.
I look forward to this, you know? Yeah. But like if it's different. I had to do something for 12 hours a day for 5 days a week, that's something that would absolutely drain me. I get home and I'm like, I don't have time. Like, I don't want to do anything after being at work all day. So
the other thing you said that stood out was the gender gender roles and how you fall into the category of, you know, your gender roles that are traditional per se, but Brandon doesn't.
Yeah.
Somebody had sent me a message when last week's episode aired, and they said, can you guys give your thoughts on stay-at-home dads and then career-driven moms? Mm-hmm. And, like, how gender roles now have switched and how it's not as taboo as it was
before.
And I was thinking about on the way here, and the only, like, time I've been around, like, a dad that was a stay-at-home dad was at Ace's friend's birthday party. There was a dad that was by the ball pit, and he was like, oh, I haven't met you at the park. And his wife was standing next to him and goes, because some of us have to work. And I was like, just standing there, like, oh, this seems like an argument that I am not supposed to be in.
Testy. I'm like, he's just jumping the ball.
Right. I'm like, just, I'm like, Ace, woo, woo. Like, I'm like, distract, distract. And like, they're both looking at me, but talking to each other. And I was just
That's so awkward.
And they were like, he was like, he tried to like, you know, come back to talk to me about like, Ace is always at the park and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, he goes with this, but like, I do work during the day, like, you know, we try to come on the weekends.
Yeah, some of us have to go to work.
And the wife was like, yeah, you see, some of us go to work on the weekdays, and then they take their children to the park on weekends. And I was still standing there like,
I'm gonna back.
I'm just gonna. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just gonna back up because I can tell that this is a battle that you guys have in your house.
You guys fight all the time about.
Yeah, I honestly feel like if I was in that traditional gender role by myself, like to where I was doing 100% of the homemaking, 100% of the nurturing, 100% of just of everything, then I would be so burnt out. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like the reason why I'm able to really enjoy it is because I'm not alone in it. Like Brandon is there doing just as much as I am, especially now that I'm pregnant. Yeah. I don't have the energy for a lot anymore. And I'm grateful that he does have the flexibility to be there, because if he didn't, then I would just naturally have to just like create the energy to do it all. But I don't have to. And I think that's such a blessing.
Nice. That's a huge blessing
to be able to stay home but not have to bear the weight of what I think is expected when you stay at home.
And to have a partner that wants to do all the things. Yeah. Because there are some situations where, like when we first started working with Isabel, there was one day she was holding Ace, and this is when Ace was a baby, and she asked me, like whispered, like, Zach wants me to pass him the baby. Do I pass him the baby? And I'm like, what? I'm like, why are we whispering? And why am I whispering back, number one?
But I was, why am I telling you to give Zach the baby?
Yeah, I'm like, I was so confused. Like, why would you ask if, like, he can hold the baby? Like, that's his baby, you know?
Zach
then came to me and was like, Isabel won't give me the baby. So I was like, okay, let's all talk about what's happening here, because it seems to be some things in question. Isabel explained that at one of her past clients that the dad distinctly said, if she is there, do not pass him the baby. Like, if you're here, I want nothing to
do
with my children. And he's like, I love them, but
it's not my time.
The time that you're here, those are now your kids, and do not pass me that baby.
I do not exist.
Yeah. So she's like, I'm cleaning, I'm bathing, I'm doing homework, I'm holding the baby, and he will be in the next room over, but I know if they're crying for him not to open that door. So we had to explain, like, no, like, you're here as an extra set of hands. You're not here as the main set of hands.
Yeah.
Right. So if Zach is here and Ace wants Zach,
then he give can him, go to give, his father.
You better scream for Zach.
Don't
get your baby. Like,
better get Zach.
I realized that each household, number one, is different, but that was like a big thing that Isabel almost had to break out of, was like realizing that Zach can change Ace, can bathe Ace, can
do all feed the while, like,
do care. All of the things. Yeah. I can be right there, and she can be right there with me. And in the beginning, it was really like mind blowing to see how mind blown she was that like she was that ate that Zach would change a diaper.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow, is this that?
So she had to unlearn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of the other households.
Because of what she's seen. And then even, like, my role, you know, it was hard to figure out our footing because I'm still at home most of the time when I'm working, and I'll be on and off a meeting. But when I'm off a meeting, then I want to hang out with Ace, too. And then she's kind of, like, looking at me, and I'm looking at her.
That's my baby.
I'm like, walk away. Walk away now. Now come back. Now come back. We need help. We need help.
Find something to do, but don't be too far.
Right. I'm like, just go to the next room over.
Like, wait, go.
But I think it goes back to, like, gender roles and the roles that everyone plays. And even in watching Zach, like, he put Ryder to bed the other night, and someone was at her house. I don't know who it was. And they were like, he's going to go put her to sleep. I'm like, why not? Like,
why is it so surprising?
Why is it so surprising that they do shit? Yeah, like, I'm so confused by that aspect when it comes to parenting. Of, like, why is it so flabbergasting when the dad can do all of the same things that a mom can do?
Yeah.
I think sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying I'm seeing it a lot more, though, these days with dads being active. Like, the parks are full of dads. And when I go to the park, I'm like, where are the moms? Where are my ladies at? But, like, it's so beautiful, though, to see how involved dads are in nurturing their kids and not just the financial and disciplinary part of it, but the raising, the talking to, the loving, the taking to school, the picking up. Like, the dads these days are doing such an incredible job, and I love how they've broken out of the stereotype of my only role here is to discipline and to work.
But also to nurture.
They're
and
love involved.
The person that I'm actually talking to is super involved like that, and I find it so attractive because he makes sure that, like, if he didn't spend some, like, extra time or if he's super busy at work, like, oh, I'm gonna take this time to go on a date with my daughter or like make that extra time, because he is that active dad that's taking them to school, you know, will do their hair if he needs to and all those things. And I just find it, like you said, like, you, it's so beautiful to see those dads playing that role of, like, what a mother should be doing or those things. But I think it's an attractive thing, and it's an amazing thing to see because dads are so important as well. And to step up and do those things, it's awesome.
Shannon, what about you as far as defining or redefining motherhood? Where do you think you fall in the line of things?
I was looking at some of them, and I saw the single mother one, and sometimes I really don't like being under that role and being defined as a single mother, even though that I am a single mom. There is one that said,
why don't you like being under it?
I don't know, but also it's very empowering because I feel like I struggle with it sometimes.
Okay.
Because I feel like, yes, I am a single mother. And I do play all the roles majority of the time. But sometimes I like to be known just as a strong mother.
Do you think that a single mom has a negative connotation to it?
Yes.
What is negative about it?
I feel like people as single mothers, and I, like I said again, I don't mind being a single mother. I think I'm a strong, beautiful, amazing mother, and it makes me stronger and all those things. But it does have a negative impact sometimes. I feel like people will put you under an umbrella, like, oh, like, maybe what did you do, or like, did you not try hard enough for your family, or just think
it's different. Like, the weight is on us. It's like we might not be single because we walked away or because it wasn't a good situation, but it's like I think there's this feeling sometimes like, oh, you couldn't keep your man,
right?
Like, things like that, where it comes off kind of
it could come off really
negative or heavy at times.
When oftentimes, like, leaving is probably
the best you can do for
your kids.
Yes, I think when I left my situation, I think that I was holding on for a long time because of how I saw what a family should be, mm-hmm. a traditional family, a traditional way of having a kid. I held on to that for a long time. And even when Robert was living in our house, I was like, okay, here's my moment for mm-hmm. us to be that family, to be what my parents want under of a household. Because my parents are very traditional. They would not let us sleep in the same room, even though we had a kid together.
That's funny.
I think I'm defining motherhood as a super individual. I think
there was a super mom one.
There is a super mom mm-hmm. one, and I think I fall under that because I am a mompreneur. Mm-hmm. And defining my career, which is a big blessing that I'm able to do so. My schedule is all over the place, but at the same time, I feel like I'm a super mom because I really try my hardest to make sure that I'm in all the pockets, mm-hmm. in all the things, to make sure that my kid, it knows that I'm there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm really driven with my career and wanting to make sure that I'm pursuing the things that I want to pursue. I'm doing the things that that nurture me as a human, as a mother. And I said human first because I feel like as a mother, you need to nurture that inner self so that you can nurture onto your child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
I feel like nurturing yourself. I know there's a bunch in here that I can't name. I don't have my notes. I really wanted my notes.
That's why I had to pull them out.
But, but yeah, I feel like I'm defining motherhood. And
when you were growing up, how did you picture what motherhood would look like for you?
I thought I was going to be that traditional mother. I thought that...
A traditional mom or to have a traditional household?
Traditional household. Thank you for correcting me. Because I thought I was going to have a traditional household. I thought I was going to have a husband. I thought I was going to have, you know, that 50-50 playoff. Like, you do this, I do that. But it's not that. I do all the things. I cook, I clean, I get him to hockey, get him to karate, get them to all these things. So I am defining it day by day.
Yeah.
And so I've said it last episode that I truly believe I'm superwoman because I'm.
Mm-hmm. You're doing all the things.
I'm doing all the things. And I think that's okay. And so to go back on the single mom thing, like, I am.
There's so much more to you.
There's so much more to me. And I don't want to be defined as a single mother, but from the outside looking in, I am, but there's so much more to me.
Yeah.
I guess that goes back to like defining of like what you always talk about. What
like is the different titles that you wear?
The different titles that you wear.
I think that you are saying I'm a single mom. I know I'm a single mom, but I also don't like being titled of
no,
being
I
a
don't.
Single mom.
I don't
because
like
it feels limiting because there's just
it is very limiting.
You feel like it puts you in a box.
Yeah. Do you think you would be open to some like if you were defined as the primary parent? Because I went through this struggle for a while, and I was like, I hate being like, oh, I'm a single mom. Like, I just didn't like it. So I was like, you know what? How can I take everything that I'm doing and like kind of take my power back? And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm a single mom. Yeah, I may have a shitty connotation at times, but I'm the primary parent.
Yeah.
Like when I even in like exploring dating and whatnot, I didn't come out as, oh, I'm a single mom or I'm a single this. It's I'm the primary parent to my two sons. I'm doing my best to like, you know, manage this co-parenting situation, but at the end of the day, I am the primary parent.
Yeah. I like primary parent too, and I think I do say that most of the time because I don't. When I talk to people, like, oh, like, you know, what's your deal? I'm like, oh, I'm the main primary parent. I'm mm-hmm. Parker's.
I'm the mom.
I'm the mom. Yeah, literally. And I don't think I don't lead off with that. And then that's when people ask, like, oh, you know, I was like, oh, no, I don't have a husband and these things. But I think I carry myself with that, like, presence of, like, mm-hmm. I am the primary parent. I am confident. I am, like, that's Parker's mom. Like, yeah. you're yeah. badass. Yeah. Whenever I talk to somebody, like, they come back to me and say, your kid is so well behaved. And you're like, mm-hmm. you're doing an amazing job as a mother. Mm-hmm. And those are the things when other mothers come to you and say those type of things, you're like, oh, shit, yeah. you see me and I see you.
Yeah.
And I love those moments when mothers are, I think there's one in here of, like, mom
building community
building community mm-hmm. because yeah. I think important. That's what is so important, and that's what I do a lot with when I meet mothers. Like, I have a whole hockey family. Mm-hmm. I have Parker's like, there's a mom at Parker's school that I'm really close to. So building that community and motherhood, especially being the primary parent, is so important.
Yeah.
And to have those mothers that see you for being this an amazing mother is like, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or to have those people to like bounce ideas off, or see parents or mothers that are with, you know, their partner. And like, I've never felt like any like feeling any type of way towards those mothers, because I'm like, yes, you can give me advice about when my future husband comes, or I can look at different
dynamics
of like that. I like that. I'm going to take that. I'm going to take this.
I don't want to take that away.
I don't want to take that. Thank you for showing me
that.
I love watching different dynamics between like you guys and like you and Chad, like you and Zach. It's so beautiful to me, and it's beautiful for Parker to even see of like how a husband is or how a parent is. And it's interesting now that Parker's dad is married, for him to see their dynamic yeah. as husband and wife. So defining motherhood and me being a mompreneur, I really love what I do. I love that I can be that for Parker, and for him to see such a strong woman raising him.
One thing I wanted to say about the single mom category is that it is such a testament of strength, because it's hard to do it as a party at two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard. But, like, to do that and to carry the weight, and one of my friends put it as a burden we were meant to carry. And I was like, whoa, that's deep. Because you realize that, like, you can do it.
Yeah.
And I just think that you're so strong, like, how you're so strong to be the primary parent and do it all. Like, to work, to have to, like, leave your kids to mm-hmm. go work, to come home and, like, still have to be two people almost to make sure that, you know, they're getting the full dynamic of love. And to still have the time to nurture yourself, to still have the time to be in community and all those things. It's just like, how do y'all do it? It's hard. So I just wanted to encourage y'all a little bit. Like,
thank
when
you.
It comes to being a single mom, and although that category does have a negative connotation, I think it's one of the strongest titles that one could possibly hold.
Yeah.
And I've always seen strength through any of the single moms. Like, my mom was a single mom for a long time, and almost every single mom that I did see growing up, they were handling business. Their mm-hmm. kids were happy. Their kids had to, like, go to school because the mom had to work, and a lot of them couldn't afford, like, certain privileges that we have today. But they made it. Their kids are good,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. It's such, yeah. Thank you.
It's a sign of strength, and
thank
y'all
you.
Are doing great. So
I think, yeah, and it's part of community too,
yeah,
which is a blessing that we both have.
In the village, you guys both
village,
have such
strong
villages.
Because village. Yeah. I was able to, when I first had Parker, to be a stay-at-home mom. I think that was such a blessing, because at that time, like, I, you know, but it's a blessing to be able to have the village and family and love and people to tell you how strong you are
yeah.
to be that parent. Because sometimes, like you said, sometimes people randomly tell me, like, I don't know how you do it, girl. I'd be like, yeah.
Me either.
Like, I don't know how it. We're here.
I'm not sure either.
But like you said, I think my faith in God and my talks with God, and I think that's what gets me through my everyday life. Because if I didn't have my faith,
yeah,
I don't.
I don't think. I think I would probably crumble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I give it to us single mamas.
Yes.
What about you, Shai?
I went through that list so many times because I was down that rabbit hole of motherhood that I feel like I found a lot of titles that I liked, and in my head I felt like I wore the titles. But I also found some that I was like, okay, I want to be more of this. So, like, I feel like I fall under the career, you know.
Yeah.
I'm very, like, I'm into making money. Like, I don't know. That's,
yeah.
It's just, I like it a lot. Like, I don't know how else to put it.
So, you're a career-driven
so
mother.
I would say it's very, like, career-driven, where there's sometimes I wish I wasn't so career-driven to where, like, Zach will have to remind me, like, okay, put your phone down, like, stop doing that and be more present with us here. So I think sometimes I wear that hat too much and I don't know how to necessarily turn it off for family time, which I've been working on this year, is trying to, since I work from home, trying to separate home life from work life, which is hard when...
How have you been trying to do that?
So, like, we have a downstairs office, and it never gets touched. But Zach was like, why don't you set times where, like, you go in the office and work, and when you come out of there, your work is done.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the house is our home.
Yeah.
So that...
I like that.
Yeah, so this morning I went in the office and cleaned it all up because it almost became, like, a storage junk area for me. Just when I just didn't want to see something, I would throw it in there.
Yeah.
We don't need these clothes anymore.
Yeah. Like, there's so much junk in there. So I went this morning, I cleaned it all out. We're actually supposed to go to Target today to like buy new
organization
things. Yeah, like just like freshen it up, you know, and and
like,
can I come?
I love
this. And like really make it into like my workspace, but that when I leave that workspace, that it's... the rest of my home is like my home, and I treat it as so.
That's important.
So you turn on to mother and
wife. Yeah, because it gets so intertwined with working from home. It's so easy to just put my laptop on the couch and I'm working from the couch. But then when Ace comes to ask me for something, I'm like, hold on. Like, let me just finish this email. And then by that point, like, he's already moved on to the next thing or the next person who could help him.
Yeah.
Where I should have been able to say, like, let me put this down. This email can wait.
You
it can get sent in 10 minutes. Let me go and address what you want to do.
Yeah.
Where it's easier in my brain to just finish the email, especially with the way my brain works. Like, there's sometimes I just need to get the thought out driven. Because if I don't, I'm not going to remember the thought. So I really think just setting my space up differently will help me. And then having, like, a defined schedule. So, like, Zach now has started... Like, he does breakfast and makes Ryder's lunch, and then normally I'll take Ryder to school, but he's like, what if I take Ryder to school so that during that time, like, that's just you time, because by that time, Isabel's already came. So he's like, you hadn't have, like, an hour to just, like, clear your head before you step into your office, where normally people would drive to work, and they have that time to, like, center themselves on, like, the task that they're about to do.
Yeah.
So really I'm working on, like, redefining, like, my scheduling and what that looks like. So... I was really driven to, like, the mompreneur and the career titles where I wanted to be more of, like, the homemaker and submissive wife titles. So I think the list kind of helped me realize where I'm at and where I want to be.
Do you think, so hearing, like, where you are versus where you want to be, it's interesting to me because sometimes it feels like it may be more kid-driven versus, like, parent-driven versus, like, wife-driven. Do you think they go hand-in-hand, or do you think you're... Like, I'm trying to work this question out in my head in terms of, do you think your role as a wife and your role as a parent are on the same, like, journey or trajectory? Like, do you define them together separately?
No, I have to treat my marriage separately from me being a mom.
Okay.
Because I have to nurture my husband and my marriage way differently than the way that I nurture my children and take care of my children.
So, in terms of that, say, like, homemaker, I understand the submissive wife, that's for your husband.
Right, but homemaker, it's like, is that more of like I want to, like, Zach cleans our house. Mm-hmm. And there's days where, like, I would love to get up and help you clean, but I'm so focused on the task that I'm doing on mm-hmm. the phone or the computer that I'm watching him clean, where I'm like, I can put this down and help him clean. Yeah. But naturally, I don't. I just let him clean. So, like, when I think of homemaker, like, I want to start doing more things around our house. Or, mm-hmm. like, he cleans both the kids' rooms by the time I'm still just... probably in the mirror and I'm like, damn, the kids from the clean already, like, had to do it that fast. So, like, that when I say homemaker, I want to do more things, sorry, like, that
cleaning
fall under that, like, traditional role of, like, what a mom and a wife would do, because then that is under the same umbrella. Like, a homemaker is a homemaker whether you have a husband or not.
Yeah. You're homemaking for the household. Yeah, like, they're not just for your kids.
It doesn't matter. So I think that's where I want to be more of, like, that traditional wife, where there are, I do like the gender role switch. I do mm-hmm. feel like I fall under the category of, like, certain gender roles. Like, I make dinner for my kids every night, or Zach makes dinner. Mm-hmm. And it's never, like, a problem. You know what I mean? Like, he makes breakfast for the kids and all of us every day, and then doesn't make breakfast for himself. So, like, we had that talk yesterday where I'm like, I made breakfast for you this morning. You didn't eat it. But every time you make breakfast, you also don't eat breakfast. Why don't you eat breakfast?
Like, eat breakfast. I'm like, why
don't you? You know what I mean? Like, why aren't you eating? So, like, I think that I'm trying to do better at the category of homemaker and the category of wife and then the category of, like, still understanding that I can be career driven and want goals and to knock off certain things off of that checklist, but that checklist shouldn't come before my home checklist.
Yeah, that's a really important shift. Do you think that setting the schedule for yourself will help, or, like, has it helped already? And what does that schedule look like for you? Like, when do you say, I'm done with work, no matter how much I didn't get done, now it's time for me to be fully present, phone off, computer off, with my family?
So I think, in my head, I want to say that the schedule will work. I just have to actually do it. Mm-hmm. And then what it would look like is, like, from that 9 to 5 time is where that's, like, my work time. Isabel's off at 5 o'clock, so that's my time to tap into, like, being fully present with Ace. Where, like, Ace comes in and out of my office all day long, and it doesn't bother me unless I'm on a Zoom and I'm like, get away. You know, I'm like, get back, little boy. But besides that, I want to be fully present, and I feel like I'm able. It's different with Ryder because she's at school from 8 to some days, like yesterday she was at school from 8 to 4:30. So it's like my time, it doesn't feel like I'm being taken away from time with her because she's at doing school. She's doing something. Yeah. But I also want to make sure that I'm working enough to where when I am called to her school, I can be there and be fully present. Mm-hmm. So, like, for field trips, I want to go on the field trip and not be on my phone and not thinking about emailing, but I want to be present. But I know in order for me to be present there, I have to set certain time before I go to have done the work that's needed to be done.
Yeah, that's so real. Yeah.
And it's like if I'm playing with Ace at 12 o'clock and then I'm coming back to the office at 3 o'clock and I'm going back to Ace, like, nothing's really getting done. I'm starting a lot of things.
Yeah.
But you're not finishing.
But I'm not finishing things.
So then they're constantly running in your mind when you're supposed to be present at 9 o'clock at night with your husband.
Right. That's the issue. I'm like, I started all these things today. Why aren't any of them done? Yeah. And then I think about my day and I'm like, wow, I never separated that time to really say, like, Isabel, I'm going into the office. Now this is my space. I have calls from this time. Like, maybe this is the time that you take Ace to the park.
Yeah.
Right. So, and let me really hone in on to work.
Because if not, when Ace is in the house, I want to play with Ace.
Yeah. Like,
right. You want to be attentive.
Yeah. He's like, there. So I'm playing with him half the day. And then I realize I started so many things. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish any of them. And then list making is really big for me and Zach. Like, we make lists together, and it can be household things. It can be, like, date night things. It can be just things that we thought about that we want to accomplish. And just checking off a list together, like, running through the list in the beginning of the day, and then at the end of the day, figuring out what we did, what we didn't get done, like, that helps my mind settle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I'm proud of you, Shai. I love that because you have so many jobs and you have so many things that you're responsible for that I can imagine how chaotic your brain is and that it's just like always going, going, going to where you feel a lot of the weight to get things done so that you can have the lifestyle that you desire. But to make that decision to say, like, I don't care how much I didn't get done, it's now 5 o'clock and it has to wait. It has to either wait until my husband and my kids are asleep or until my work time again tomorrow. And that will make a difference.
Yeah.
Like it could be difficult at first because you are so used to just going, 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 going.
It's also you don't want to burn yourself out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get burned out one day.
Yeah.
I definitely get burned out.
Does it give you anxiety if you don't finish your full on work task and then going into like, okay, here I am gonna be a homemaker, submissive wife? Does it give you anxiety if you didn't?
I naturally just have anxiety already on top of anything else.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm already anxious. It's just already there. But yes, if there are things that I feel like in that morning I wrote this list and nothing in that list has been checked off and it's 2 o'clock already, I'm just in my head, it's like scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
I hear you. And I'm like, now it's time to go pick up Ryder. Now the day is over.
Yeah.
And then, you know, yes. I sit her down, I get homework, Zach does homework with her, but then I'm making dinner, and then I'm thinking in my head, okay, why the kids eat dinner?
I can do this.
But then Ryder is so, like, family-oriented. She's like, no, we're all going to sit here and eat dinner. And then I'm like, dang, why is it take my kid to tell me to sit down and eat dinner with her for me to put my phone down?
Yeah.
You know, and then that makes you feel like more anxiety as a mom because it's like, I just messed up. Like, it shouldn't take my child telling me, eat dinner with me.
Yeah.
But then last night, we were just on go mode. And then we both sat there, sat at the table with the kids, and realized we made the kids dinner and didn't make us dinner. And I and I were like, wait, where's my food at? Like, literally, Ryder's like, sit down, let's all have dinner as a family. Me and Zach sit, and I look at the table, and I'm like, why did we forget to feed ourselves?
That's so crazy. Yeah. It happens that way because that's how I am in the morning. I'll make Parker breakfast, a whole huge breakfast, and then I'm like,
You're eating the leftover eggs out of the pan, and then I'm at work
shaking just because I'm off of coffee. And I'm like,
exactly.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm having the worst anxiety because I only had coffee. They're like, why? I'm like, Parker had pancakes and sausage.
Zach will make breakfast for all of us, and then I'll find him over at the stove eating like the stuck eggs that are on the pan, like the leftover eggs. I'm like,
yeah, why didn't you just make two more?
That is so interesting. It's interesting that us parents do that to ourselves. Like, we make sure that everyone in the house is good. But when it comes to us, it's like
scavengers.
We're just
I swear last night we sat at the table. Ryder had rice, corn, chicken. I'm like,
did you guys not divvy out your guys' food?
We ended up ordering a pizza once the kids were down.
Oh my God.
That's how bad it was last night. I'm like, what is going on right now? Okay, Kyle, what's going on with you and motherhood?
Before we move to Kyle, I'm excited to hear how this the structured days actually end up making a difference.
Me
so
too.
Keep us posted on that. Make sure you stick to it.
I've been going through this for the past year, this has been my year of
organization and saying no and being still.
Yeah.
And I feel like
being still.
Yeah.
Let me see you be still.
On what day is between
water with you?
Between I'm what still minute? Moving.
I really but one more thing.
I'm trying.
I like how you with you redefining motherhood for yourself is that I like that you went through the list and yes, you are a career driven mother, but you found things that you would love to be as a wife and you know the things that you want to be.
I feel like I looked at the list like, okay, what can I take from this and what can I do better?
Yeah. I like that you did that with the list. Now I want to look at the list again and be like,
go back to the list because I feel like you'll find things. There's more things you've changed on the list.
Yes. Yeah. I like that. Kyle.
Let's hear it, sister.
I started off as the martyr mom.
The what?
The martyr mom.
That one was interesting.
The belief that modern moms should prioritize their children's needs above their own, sacrificing their own well-being, interests, and ambitions for the sake of their families, often leading to feelings of guilt and burnout. That was me for quite a while. Yeah.
Martyr.
I got it. Martyr. I'm there with you.
I think that was like the space that I was operating out of for quite a minute as a new mom. And it really did burn me out because I was in a space that was not like, I think, for me as a parent.
Yeah.
And I was doing all these things to like prioritize like the well-being of my, you know, 2-day-old son, 3-month-old son, 9-month-old son who had no idea of anything going on. But it was like, these are the things that I need for him to have in his life. Yeah. And these are the things that I need him to like be able to experience like with his other parent or this other family.
Yeah. So are you saying you stayed yes. with Mez in these situations, putting the boys first but putting yourself second?
Yes.
Okay.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like you were talking in code.
Period. I'm trying to get you to
No.
Just talk.
Oh no. I was literally sacrificing like core parts of myself to prioritize what I felt were the needs of my children. But you know, if mom's been drained and empty, I can't be the mom that I want to be or that I can't be present. So I'm very grateful that I do not operate out of that space anymore.
So that's an old one.
So
as I was going out of that,
I had to make a decision, you know? I've always been a nurturing mom. I've always been, like...
Very nurturing.
Very, like, you know...
Yeah.
I agree. Very loving, like, let me just pour into my children. But once I started realizing, like, I couldn't do that when I don't have time to pour into myself and I didn't have a partner who was there to pour into me, like, I would be dead. Like, those were literally,
and you can't pour from an empty cup.
You cannot pour from an empty
cup. And I also know, like, I come from an entrepreneurial background. Like, I love being a mompreneur. I knew where I wanted to get. So I had to make decisions to really, what do I want to be? Like, what is this mother? How has motherhood changed my life? Like, what role do I want to be in? So that's my mompreneur. That's my, I want to be the community mom as well. Like, and as I'm, you know, dating again or getting back into this dating world, being open, like I had to learn how to be a receiving woman, you know, and I think that plays into what I'll be the submissive wife. And it's being the homemaker, like these are things I truly do love, but I had to understand. I feel like I had to experience what I did not like to even know what I did like or what I could like. And my journey of dating now is seeing how different dads are. It's totally redefined, like, how I'm defining motherhood for myself or parenting, like, with someone else.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That does exist. And just hearing how you were talking about, you know, your situation where it's like you see the drop-off at school, cooking dinners, doing activities. I'm like,
I'm
crazy for wanting to redefine my version of motherhood or what has been for me. And it's also giving me the reassurance in the spaces that I do want to redefine myself in. I can.
Yeah.
You know, that space is there. I can be the loving mom but also the entrepreneurial mom and be like still be this like boss boundary lady but like also be soft at the end of the day and like be loved and nurtured. So I'm really excited about where I am right now in terms of redefining motherhood for me. This last year I feel like has been really eye-opening because when I came home I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, you know. I was like, I was happy about the decisions I made, and it gave me that opportunity I feel to really redefine like what kind of mom I want to be. And I feel like I'm figuring it out. It takes a lot of work. I don't really sleep. I eat a lot of cold meals, but it's...
But at the same time, I know you're nurturing yourself.
I've been carving out space to, like, really take care of myself. It's helped me redefine some of my friendships. It's helped me redefine how I spend my time because I was on that back and... You know, Boz is in school. When he goes to school, it's me and Zaire, and it's really hard to get stuff done. I start a bunch of things, and at the end of the day, my shit is not all done, and I'm me and my scrambled egg brain. I'm like, how am I going to do this? Yeah. You know? So I started narrowing down my list. Rather mm-hmm. than charting off, I need to get these 8 things done. Let's start with 2.
Right. You know? Yeah. Like, what are the 2 most important?
Rather than trying to like just take over everything, it was like, let me build myself up. Like, I had to literally rebuild my battery pack, I feel.
Yeah.
And in this, it's my relationship and my conversations with God have really increased.
Good.
So, I just think all of this stuff has increased. My spiritual awareness, my mental health, my mental hygiene, like how I take care of myself,
mm-hmm.
my emotional health and hygiene is like really changed. So I love redefining, you know, just
your motherhood.
Allowing the change to happen. And also sometimes not putting a role or a definition or a title on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I feel like I may not be allowing the gifts that God wants me to receive if I'm trying to just get me here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I've just kind of been trekking on my journey and putting my prayers out there and kind of focusing on clearing the space or like clearing the energy that is not meant for me and allowing the energy that is meant for me to come in and mm-hmm. like organically grow and just develop rather than me being like, I need to get to these roles or I want these titles or I certainly want this. Like, yes, I have my wants and needs, but I'm also like, my wants and needs have been wrong before.
Yeah.
And I feel like in my human, like my pride or my ego, I'm like, I'm having to like release those things mm-hmm. and just more so just really tune into like what God wants for me. Like, what is my divine like purpose? What is that divine energy? What does that divine feminine look like for me? So yeah, I don't really have like specific titles.
For your mother,
but,
yeah, but
it's just like I'm allowing that change to just happen.
Yeah,
I feel like you're in a better place to receive the change. Where
yes,
in the past, I think changes could have happened and were happening around you, but you weren't receiving.
Ready. I wasn't receiving, or I didn't know I was deserving, or I didn't know it was like it was attainable for me. Like,
yeah, what was so that easy. Shift? Do you think? Like, what took you from feeling like
low?
You were undeserving of whatever it is that was coming your way, and like you just felt like you had to stay in that.
I truly feel like I was operating on that martyr mom with my kids, but mm-hmm. I feel it was a mixer of postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
I was also just in an unhealthy situation with a person who refused to see me for me.
Yeah.
And you're probably screaming, like, look.
Yeah, like imagine being like,
and you
hey,
also
yeah,
be hopeful.
I need help.
And it's okay to be hopeful.
And it's easy from the outside perspective to look and to say, like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you putting yourself through this?
Mm-hmm.
Get out. Come home. Mm-hmm. Stop. Right. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. But if you're not in a place to receive it,
or
then
hear,
anything
or one,
that
yeah.
the outside can or tell like, you're almost defensive.
Yeah. You can hear it. You can see it. You can know it's not wrong, but there's still something there that is anchoring you.
Yeah.
And for me, it was like, what is this anchor? Like, mm-hmm. I don't even like this shit.
Yeah.
Like,
but yeah.
But I was
but when
still
you're in it,
stuck.
Yeah.
And I think the anchor, or one of them, was that you wanted the
your
boys
family.
Yeah.
You
wanted
your
certain,
boy, yeah.
to have certain
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
That's natural.
You wanted them to have that traditional
oh, yeah.
household.
So you were willing to martyr?
Literally sacrificing myself.
She was walking a plank.
I walked a plank. I walked away from business. I walked away from family. I walked away from a house. Like,
yeah.
I literally gave
it's hard
up things.
To see when you're
I doing that shit again.
Yeah. I want
to
ask you one more question.
Yes, Rome.
What are you most proud of yourself for in this season?
I'm still open to receiving love.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most beautiful thing. Like, I could be bitter or be like, I could still be low somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could have come home and totally crumbled or played crazy. Like, not literally played crazy, but like
actually been crazy.
I could have been crazy. Like, yeah, like there were times where I was like, Mom, like
I'm not well.
Yeah. Like, I'm really fighting today.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've been fighting for myself for so long in so many aspects of my life, within my own journey where it's like, I can do this.
Yeah.
And
you're doing it.
I've had a great year. And those prayers that I've put out, my wants, desires, needs that I've been like, okay, God, if I do my part here, you're going to meet me here. Like, those things have been, they've been revealing themselves. I'm not saying they've been answered, mm-hmm. but it's like they are revealing themselves. And it's like I'm still learning my lessons. And I'm like able to apply them now in different ways. So it's, I feel like I'm in this stage of like relearning how to, or redefining how I apply certain things mm-hmm. in different situations that affect my ability to be the mother I want to be. So
I see so much growth.
You know what? I love it. I'm like, where I was, like,
proud of you.
Yeah.
Just where I was last year at this point, I am very proud of like where I am now.
It's like shiny day.
Yeah. You should be very proud of yourself. And like my kids are good. And it's like there's even times where the boy's dad, he'll be like, "Yeah, you're thriving." Like,
that's nice.
And it's nice. Like, you know what I want to say?
Like, yeah. Don't say it in that grumpy voice.
That's how I picture him. You're thriving. Nice, but he'll be like, "I see you're thriving," and I'm like, "I am."
You're like, "Thank you for seeing
thank
me.
Thank you for recognizing this like, for once.
See it again.
Like, yes.
Watch.
Enjoy the view.
Right. Enjoy it.
Damn. Enjoy the it view. It's crazy.
Don't become attracted to my thriving.
No, and it's enjoy the view. You know, you could have been a part of this, but now you just get to enjoy the view.
You better. Yeah, I love when that happens.
Write him a what? Like,
nothing. I was going to say something crazy.
I'm just going to off camera.
Never mind. I think that it's just cool to listen to everybody's like, you know, own perspectives of themselves as mothers. And I want to open it up to the listeners for you guys to tell us what motherhood looks like for you. If you redefine motherhood, if you fall under, you know, what category do you guys fall under when it comes to motherhood? What does it look like? What does it feel like? And maybe you're not there yet. Like, maybe you're in your moment of redefining because it doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good. So how are you going to transition from, you know, feeling that undeserving feeling to feeling like you are a valued mother.
Yeah.
So,
and there's
especially
no
with
age
Mother's
cap,
Day coming up, none. And there's, I just think the subject of being mommies is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And giving the mothers around you their flowers while you still can.
Yeah.
Please do. So, it's so important to give mothers around you their flowers while you still can, or just the parents around you, because you never know what's going to happen the next day or just anything. And you don't know what a mom is going through or a father is going through at that time. You know, that those flowers that you can give them at that moment could uplift their spirits because it's not easy to be a mother, to be a parent. It's not easy at all. So give those flowers. I like that.
And I think to all the mothers out there also, as we're redefining motherhood, we really can't redefine motherhood without redefining like where we are in this season. Because as a mother, you can only give out what's inside of you. So what are you doing to nurture your spirit? What are you doing to nurture your soul? How are you making sure that you're stepping away when you need to have that time to yourself? Because I often like feel like we just like stay in it and stay in it and stay in it to the point where then we snap. But that's not necessary. Like, no one said push yourself to the limits. Like, step away, have a moment, go shower, and actually just like process your thoughts, journal. Do all those things so that you are your best self and that you are healthy enough to sow good seeds into your child. Because we're sowing seeds, whether or not we realize it. Yeah. But how can we be intentional about sowing the good seeds that are going to bloom in our kids' futures?
That's real. I like that.
Yeah. I like that, too.
Okay. Sorry, I got to go.
This has been great, y'all.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So make sure you guys continue to like, comment, and subscribe as we're on the topic of redefining motherhood. The SpeakPipe link is still open, so if you don't want to type your response, you can record your response about what redefining motherhood looks like to you or where you're at within motherhood yourself. So we want to hear from you guys on this next episode, where it's more of like you guys telling us what redefining motherhood looks like to you. And then we'll play them and listen and respond on next week's episode. So make sure you click the SpeakPipe link. We'll put it on the bio as well. And then we'll do a few posts that show you guys where the link is. And you can follow us on Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube. And you can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
You can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn.
And you can follow me at A Hair by Shannon C.
You can follow me at Remy Chantel Bobo. on Instagram. I always forget my handle.
Like, do you not know your middle name? Like, okay, and as always, what do we say then?
Tell Remy your crew about our crew.
Go, Remy, do it again, do it again.
Don't forget to tell your crew about our crew.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.